Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson. Many companies' executives may understand that information technology, or IT, has value to the company, but may not be clear on its effects on profitability and share price. After extensive research and analysis, Dr. Kevin Kobelski, Assistant Professor of Accounting and Business Law at Baylor, provides some insight into these questions. Dr. Kobelski, tell us about the research you've done in this area and how it might impact executives' decision-making.
I conducted a study with some co-authors on the effects of IT on firm profitability and the returns earned by those firm shareholders. And we looked at the period from the beginning of the 1990s, which was before the dot-com boom, all the way up until 2005. So when we looked at accounting returns, what we found was that profitability was high in the dot-com boom period, but it also remained high after the dot-com boom. And this was fairly surprising. The other thing we looked at was the effect of IT on firm risk. There's the classic equation that says, as return goes up, perhaps risk may go up. And this is the classic investor trade-off. And we thought maybe one of the reasons that IT's returns were high is because they increase firms' risk. And we found, confirmed that, in fact, IT does increase firms' risk. It increases the volatility of earnings, something that we can all relate to today. But in our study, we went a step further and said, does that vary by context? Is that true for all firms in all settings? And we found that that was true in high-growth firms. So in high-growth settings, the more you spent on IT, the greater your earnings tended to be maybe high or low. So you were increasing risk. However, for large firms or firms that were highly diversified, in fact, the more you spent on IT, the lower your risk was. So actually, your earnings tended to be smoother. And the explanation for this would be that IT is being used to cushion the firm from shocks in the environment. Now the question that executives often care about is, what will that do to my stock price? What will that do to shareholder returns? And what we found was that in the pre-Y2K, firms that were in the top 20% of IT spenders earned an extra 8% for their shareholders over a three-year period. And then you might ask, what happened after that? So in the more recent period, it maintained. If you're a successful firm, the market will look at that and say, all right, we anticipate that, and so there are no extra returns. But if you're below the median performer and you're a top 20% IT spender, the market looks at you initially and says, no, you're not going to be able to deliver on this extra IT spending because you are not generally effective as a manager. However, the market comes around over the ensuing 3 years such that people who invested in those firms earn an extra 18% over a three-year.
Thanks, Dr. Kobelski. Dr. Kevin Kobelski is an assistant professor of accounting and business law at Baylor. This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or baylor.edu/business/radio or subscribe to our free podcast at the iTunes Music Store. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.